Was it he himself or was it his?
Okay. We're up to a few dollars. I'm at Al Kumlan Ablak Gemara. So Rabbi Yehuda and Bobby wanted to bring a guy. He single handedly wanted to give smicha. So we said the two others there, but they weren't mentioned. As some of the Shem, the says, because you don't need the other two should have smicha, so therefore they're not mentioned. Others say you need all three to have smicha. The Rambam himself writes for Dovah Tzarech Hecher. So he's not 100% sure, but the whole thing, you need all three smicha, but they weren't as chashev as him. And why? I have a Kiva game of smicha, that's where we're up to right here. Freddy Gemara. No, you did, yeah. But this is we're up to. Says the Gemara, you're telling me that Rabbi Yehuda Baba gave smicha to Meir. The last word line is bat, about 20 lines to the top. But Omar Rabba Baba Chana Rabbi Yechanan, didn't Rabba Chana say Rabbi Yechanan, call him but Meir le Samchu Rabba Kiva. Whoever says Rabba Kiva did not give smicha to Meir, ain't able to making a mistake. In other words, Rabba Kiva gave smicha to Meir. He was a Chiz Rebbe. So my answer is, Samchei Rabba Kiva le Kibla. Rabba Kiva gave smicha and it wasn't accepted. Samchei Rabbi Yehuda Baba le Kiblu. What do you mean it wasn't accepted? So what's pshat? If somebody receives smicha, how can other people not accept it? So the Mefarshim try to work it out. Some say, of course he accepted a mayor. Of course a mayor took it. So there are two of them pshatim. One pshat is that Rabbi Kiva couldn't find two other dayanim to join him to give him smicha, so he gave him on his own. Now why couldn't he find two others? Because Rashi says he was under 18 years old. He was a yannick. And Shulchan Aruch Paskin is under 18, you cannot get smicha. So therefore, like Kiblu means that the Klal Yisrael did not accept it because it was single-handed.
It didn't stop
until he was a mayor. That means that the five Tamidim and mayor Rabbi Kiva found were all youngsters, all in their teens. He was under 18. How old was he? Who doesn't know? And yeah. Okay. Weite. That's a different story. One story with another. That was the story we had yesterday in the here with Gemara Brachas. What did Luther Ramey here in the Smith? What did Rabbi Yehuda Baba? What did Rabbi Yehuda Baba? Under 18. Yeah.
But how much longer after that was?
No one knows. We have no idea. Maybe another year, 2 years, 3 years. Who knows? Rabbi Kiva had 24,000 Talmidim and he started teaching at the age of. Learning. Lamad. 80, he became Limad. But he came back to his wife already before he was 80 with all his Talmidim. But we don't know how many years he had. We don't know any years. We know nothing. Obviously, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Baba was the only one who was able to continue giving smicha because Rabbi Kiva was still alive. He could have given smicha to anybody he wanted. And he did, obviously, because he gave Rameh. Says he went right there. Omer Rabbi Levi ain't smicha b'chutz laretz. There is no smicha b'chutz laretz. My ain't smicha. What do you mean? There's no smicha b'chutz laretz. Ilay me deloy dine din the knas a klab b'chutz laretz that you don't have the power of smicha b'chutz laretz. Well, tonight we learn beferish in the Mishnah that Sanhedrin no heges bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz laretz. That in b'chutz laretz as well, they're empowered to give knasas. Ella, that wasn't mean. You cannot give smicha in chutz laretz. What do you mean? Pshita samchin b'chutz laretz. I'm going to say this. I'm going to explain that. Pshita, that's for sure. Samchin b'chutz laretz. When he's smachin about it, the people are giving smicha in chutz laretz, and the person receiving it is Eretz Yisrael who amarin v'loy. Chutz laretz cannot give smicha. What about samchin ba'aretz when he's smachin b'chutz laretz? May if you give smicha in Eretz Yisrael, but then he's smachin on chutz laretz, what's it din? Toshma coming here, the Rabbi Yechanan Havim Mitztayer, Allah, the Rabbi Shemar Abba. Rabbi Yechanan felt very bad that he wanted to give smicha to Rabbi Shemar Abba, the Loy Havi Gabayu de Lispecha. He wasn't there to give him smicha. He wasn't around to be able to give him smicha because he went to Bavel. So, therefore, what is even here that if you're Soymich, Rabbi Yechanan was an Ezisrael, and the Nismich was a Bavel, he cannot give smicha, let's just give him. Rab Shimon ben Ziroid v'chad. Now it's very hard. It's a big in the Mefarshim and the Shoinim. It's a bit vague here, but l'chayda, it seems from the Gemara, Pasha context, the guy himself doesn't have to be the nisma doesn't have to be in front of the Soymich by Smicha. As long as they're both in Eretz Yisrael, it's good enough. The problem is that the nisma was a chutzlaretz. That's the problem, which then makes the whole Gemara hard to understand. With Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, why did he have to bring the five Talmidim and endanger everybody's life? He could have just sent them letters. As long as they're on Eretz Yisrael, say you're nismach, you're a rebbe. The only problem here is soymich b'Eretz Yisrael and nismach b'chutz laretz. Or you learn, no, you have to see each other. But what about if the soymich was on one side of the boundary and the nismach was on the other side of the border? And can you give smicha then? Because the nismach is standing b'chutz laretz. But you have to see each other, because then otherwise it's very hard to stand in ma'aseh b'Yehuda ben Baba. You don't have a minute. If you're send a letter. Send a letter, yeah. No course, there's no tests. Remember, there's no tests. They already know who you are. Anyway, so Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan Mitztayel, Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, Delahaviga Baylis, Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba was never around. And why was he around? Because he was in Babel. So therefore, you couldn't give him any smicha. Rabbi Shimon Ben Zidud Bechadim, Rabbi Shimon Zidud, one with him, one man, Rabbi Yonasim Ben Achmoy, Vano, say, Pufaket, Rabbi Yonasim Ben Achmoy, Vechadim, one with him, one, Rabbi Shimon Zidud, Chad, the Haviga Bay, the one who, but in this part of the Gemara, it seems differently. The one who was standing next to Rabbi Yochanan Samchu, he gave him smicha. And the Chad, the Loy Haviga Bay, the one who wasn't next to him, Loy Samchu, he gave him smicha. Sounds from here that he has to actually be mamish in front of you. So it's not clear from the Gemara. Very interesting Mashah here, to, and he explains the Mashah, why in Bavel they're all called Rav and that's all called Rebbe, because all those in Israel received smicha, so they're Rebbe. All those in Bavel couldn't receive smicha, as much as right here, and therefore they're only Rav. Rav is like Rabid. Rabid. So therefore they're not musmachim. Rab Chanina, Rab Hoishia, have become mishtaket. Rab Yechon, Mishmachet, Rab Chanina, Rab Hoishia. Rab Yechon very much wanted to give them smicha. Lahav mishtai milsa didn't work out. Now why didn't it work out? Because whenever they were, but Rab Yechon, they couldn't find two more to join with him, and we need three. From Rashi's lashon there, that the meaning again sounds like it has to be mamash in front of him. So why in the world is Gemara asking a question about if the Seimich is in Yisroel and the Nisbe is Chutzlar? You can ask a question if the Seimich is in Yishlaim and the Nisbe is in Bnei Brak. Well, you know, what's it's not clear, this whole Gemara. And the Rambam says the one has to be in front of him. But the Gemara and Gemara's question is hard to understand. Have come, it's tired to the bother Rabbi Yochanan a lot. Amalei, they told him, Loin, it's tired, man. They told him, don't feel bad. And I'm in the base Eli Kassin, and we come from the house of Eli. So what? And Amr, Rabbi Shemalach, my name is, I didn't smoke, base Eli, hi, no little smicha, base Eli, Shemar, it says, Li Yezakim, be Vesech, or Kala Yam, there shouldn't be a wise man, intelligent man. All the days, my zaka. What do you mean? It shouldn't be an elderly man. Elam zaka, mama literally shouldn't live in old age. There's another pasuk raised that oksiv called marbis beisecha yamusha and noshim. They all died at the age of 18. El smicha must be there won't be a zaka in smicha, which Mefarshim already Rashi himself asked. If you cannot be, you cannot receive smicha before you're 18. Then once we know that you all die, base 80 was a curse. You'll die at the age of 18. Automatically, we know you won't get smicha. We need a separate pasuk for. So Rashi mentioned the Gemara we had already before that Abaye and Rabba both came from Eli. But if you have Gimel Chasadim, if you have Teide, you add some life. If you add Gimel Chasadim and Teide, you add more. Rabba, who only had Teide, lived to the age of 40, and Abaye, who had both Gimel Chasadim and Teide, lived to the age of 60, lived much longer. So therefore, they shaykh maybe to have smicha. Tamashon has smicha. So could you imagine the famous Abaye had no smicha? Rabba, who had no smicha? These are the people who are... Sorry? Yeah, no, who do we had before the Marfej had smicha? I don't know, that's the problem with Marsha. But we had Marfej before, Rav Huna had smicha, Rav Chiya. Remember, Rav Chiya said that I gave smicha to Rav Huna and so on. And the question was, we pass it on to the next generation. To Rabba Bar Bechona. Oh, Rab definitely had smicha. And the Rabbi Yehuda, maybe he has smicha from Rab, in Eretz Yisrael sometime. Sorry? Yeah, every rabbi has smicha. In those days, you had all these rabbis that had smicha. You have unequal Tamil Chama, yet they didn't have smicha. Talking about right. Rab Zayd, have a mitmul mizmicha. This is a very important moment to remember. Rab Zayd used to hide every time they wanted him to smicha. He didn't want smicha. Why not? Have a kabel the kaim. Be avoid it and hide yourself, and that you want to live a long life. Don't become a rab, because Rabbanus puts everyone to death. So don't become a rab. You live a long life. But kivan de shama lahadir Rabbalazar. He heard Rabbalazar said, "Ein adam oyle legdula. A person is not appointed to a position of height. A rab." A president of a community, a parnas, Elim came meichnula kol v'noisav. Unless they forgive him on all of his sins, amtzilei anafshei. He tried very hard to get smicha, because he wanted to forgive all of his sins. where is it? Yeah, kisamchul. The Rab Zayd says they gave him smicha. Shortly, they sang him a song hachi. The same song they sing to a bride, they sang to him. Now, why would they sing the same song by the bride? Because by a chassan also it says that when you become a chassan, you become a yemnilcha kol avanaisav. So a chassan is like a rav, right? Because in this Allah, you it says right here that ain adam oyle gdula elke nimchol kol avanaisav and a chassan nimchol avanaisav. So obviously there's something in common between a chassan and a rav. So they sang him the following songs like a chal, that it's not the eye makeup, v'loy sharak, and not the face makeup, v'loy pirchas, and not the hair dye whatever you put in. The yalat cheniyet, you still look beautiful. You don't need all these extra additives, you still look beautiful. So, okay. That's why men don't put on any makeup. We don't need it. Okay, that's what they sang by him. Then they continued, and they said, when Rab Asi receives smicha, this is what they sang. Kol min dein, the smicha you received, anyone like this, we will give smicha, smicha lana, loy sitzmicha lana, we will not give smicha loy, not to people who are smartitin, that they turn smartitin like a shmata, that they don't have it clear, loy misamisi, not people who turn the Torah around from backwards and forwards, that they give all the wrong timing, and v'amri loy machmisin, not people who refuse to, they like stealing, they refuse to give you the reasons why they paskin the way they paskin, and v'loy mitur misin, and not to misin, Rashi doesn't know. So Rabu came home from the yeshiva and he went to visit. He was very close to the royal family. We went to the royal family. Nafki Matunis Bekesa, the queen came out and she sang the famous words that follow. Rabad Ame, leader of the people. Madbarnadume, the leader, the great rabbi of his people, the leader of his people. And Butzina de Nahida, the light, the one that shines a light. And so on. And Rashi says the reason why she called him the Sinai shines a light is because he's a very handsome man. And we actually had him worry about who was main Shufri, the Yaakov, and all that, and so on and so forth. Rabbi Echel, Borich Maser L'Shalom, praises those who come here peacefully. She wasn't singing, she was a saint. You're right, says Mishayin is saying. Good question. Yeah, Mishayin is saying, yeah. Thank you, Rabbi. Tell him I'm glad. Remember one of these matronises ended up marrying Rabbi Akiva? Remember the whole story of Rabbi Akiva? He spat at her. We'll learn it again later. Tell him what we learned. The Yotzu Zikenecha, it says Arifas Agola Bishleisha, said the Yotzu come to measure with the corpse of the Yotzu Zikenecha Vishavtecha. So we dash in the Pasik, said Pav Yotzu Zikenecha Vishavtecha, and Umadadu La Arim will measure the cities around the corpse to see which is closer. So the Yotzu Zikenecha Vishavtecha, Zikenecha Shnaim 2, Shavtecha Shnaim another 2, Vain Bezin Shakur Zimayach, you have 5, you need 5 judges to measure. Shimonim is Zikenecha Shnaim, the first word, the Yotzu, we're not going to dash. And will need it for itself, so only have the kenecha too. But ain't better than shakur zimoy lechet is 3. Had a cancellation. Ready, one of Shimon, high shav techa, my overlay. What does Shimon do with the word shav techa? Homeboy, let him yichud the mechadim of techa. You need the top judge, you need Sanhedrin. For the Sanhedrin, do the 71. But Rabbi Yehuda, mezikne ziknecha nafka. He learns already, exeda shava, zikne. Oh, sorry, could have said zikne. Why is it ziknecha? So mezikne, you learn out any 2. Ziknecha means your most famous. Intelligent people, which are the Sanhedrin Gdolah. But Rav Shimon, im zikne bore said, just zikne ever mean zikne hashuk, anyone in the street. Because Rachmana zikne cha, you need chashev of people. Therefore, you have no longer anything extra Sanhedrin. You have anything extra to teach you 2 extra people. Zikne zikne cha, I mean, I would thought Sanhedrin Tana. Because Rachmana vishayv techa, so vishayv techa miyuchadin shu shechtu. That's the Sanhedrin Tana, the Sanhedrin Gdolah. But Rav Yehuda gama zikne v'samchu, what you had yesterday, from the samchu zikne yedeh, from samchu v'deh we learn zikne yedeh means dafka Sanhedrin, ha eda, Sanhedrin Gdolah. So we make a gay shav If you're really learning from there, from yesterday, from smicha, then leil of kula mahasam. Learn also how many judges you need. Is kenecha v'shevtecha lamali. What he needs kenecha and shevtecha. Punkt over there. Also, the same machlekes is 3 and 5. So what he needs kenecha shevtecha. Elavav v'shevtecha. He's not going to shabbat. Elavav v'shevtecha leminyana. Rabbi Yehuda says, "We right. We don't learn from Zekenecha. We need to tell you Sanhedrin Gdolah. We learn from Vishetecha, which is 2. It's 2, but they also have a vav teaches you another 2. So it's 4. Then the odd number is 5. Rabbi Shimon vav like darish. Rabbi Shimon does not dash in this extra vav. Elamiyat. If you dash in every extra word, let's continue looking at the pasuk. V'yatzu shnayim. It says also modadu. They will measure another 2. Rabbi Yehuda had to teach according. If you're dashing every word, let him dash another 4. It should be 9." Let Rabbi Shimon dash in those words at least, and have doesn't dash in the vav, but let him dash in the yotz. So let him dash in the mod. Dadu, you'll have 7. You must know how me boiler. You need those two words. Look at the Tanya. The yotzu, they should go out. They themselves should go out. Hein v'lo shlucha. Don't send any emissaries. Umadadu, they should measure. What do you should measure? What's the chiddush there? Shafilu nimtza ba'olil. Even though it's very patently clear which city it's next to. He is mamish next to one city and very distant from another city. Nevertheless, tzarich lasik b'medida. He's supposed to go out there and go through the motions of measuring it. Masnisa the Gemara. Our mission is the Loki High Tana. Does definitely not follow the other Tana. The Tana learned Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. You're saying 3 or 5. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says V'yotzu zikeinecha v'shev techa zikeinecha zus Sanhedrin. You need the Sanhedrin. We'll soon see in a minute whether he's entire Sanhedrin 71 and v'shev techa. Who are your judges? The Melech v'koyin gadol. You need the Melech and the Koyin gadol to join in when there's a murder, there's a corpse. They all have to get involved. How do we know? Melech d'chsiv. Where do you find the word shavtecha? Melech b'mishpat yamid ares. Through justice, he will keep the world, the society going. And koyin god d'chsiv. Avosal koyin levim ala shayfet ve'ala shayfet. So the koyin most referred to as a shayfet. Iboy lu rablez min yakev b'choda polig or b'tarte polig. Is he arguing one or two? B'melech v'koyin god polig. Is he arguing you need a king and a koyin god? Ava b'sanhedri. When it comes to sanhedrin, maybe 3 and 5 is enough. Either kerab Yehuda 5, either kerab Shimon 3. Or dilma b'sanhedrin nami polig. Maybe he argues sanhedrin as well. The Omar who says kula sanhedrin. You need entire 71 sanhedrin. Omar Rabbi Yisrael Tashma coming out proving from Abraisa that he holds the entire sanhedrin. Motzon abeis paga. If he found the sanhedrin and by pays pagra of himra len, you know, zokim mamre. Somebody that he argues with everybody and he puts the mitzvah. He doesn't stop. So what happens? He didn't go to Sanhedrin in Lishchal HaGozes, but he met them outside of Lishchal HaGozes. And he argued with them, Yochla, I would have thought they Hamaros Hamaro. I would have thought, since he met the entire Sanhedrin, his Hamaro should be Hamaro. Tamalayim have come to release Al-Mokim. Part of the din of Azokim Mamani is not only arguing the entire Sanhedrin, but he's arguing where? In the Mokim of the Sanhedrin.
In their place.
Melamed Shah Mokim Goydim.
It's Pagis outside
Yerushalayim. We had it in Psochim, we had it in a few places. But according to Pesach, you know. And Shamokim Goydim. We learn that the place is Goydim. The Nofi Kama. How many Sanhedrin were outside the base of Mikdash? Elam and Mikdash, part, only number of them, part of them. And he paskin against all of those outside. What's in that? Then the problem is not that he, the reason why he's not Zakim Mamani is because the entire Sanhedrin wasn't there. Not because of the place. And why need the whole Sanhedrin? Because maybe some people agree. Those who remained behind, Lishka Goz, agree with him. So he's not Zakim Mamani unless he argues with everybody. Elapshita, the Nofikulu, they all went out. Nalamai, why would you have all the Sanhedrin would go out? Elam would have just time they went out for something. Mimotanavki, is that possible? Voksiv, it says in the Pasik that Shorerech Agan Hasar Al Yechser Hamozik. We learn from there that just like when you dilute wine, you have to have a ratio of 2 to 1. So too, when you have a Sanhedrin of 70, you have 3 groups of 23. You always have to leave 1 group of 23 behind. As the water part that you put in two parts water, 1 part wine. Not like Rav used to put 3 parts water and 1 part wine, but 2 parts water, 1 part wine. So 23, a third. You always has to remain behind. How is every situation with the entire Sanhedrin leaves? That's what we dash laying the model. We'll see from this pasuk. But it's for everyone. You have to, because otherwise.
But in order for you to be found guilty,
you can't have unanimous. That's the din. If he has one member Sanhedrin agreeing with him, then he's not a Zakim Mamre anymore.
It's only if he rebels against all of
them. Everybody. Here's an exception. No, they will see later how we know. It's actually a few blocks. Ella Pshita.
Suggesting that
he
was a Zakim
Mamre,
but
that's what all that was in Hurricanes. Rabbi Lesman Hurricanes. Rabbi Hurricanes, when he fought with everybody, I'm sure.
Well, he was in Chayram, wasn't he?
He was being killed.
That's
the
thing, because that was
an
issue that he didn't
want
to accept the
life.
Not,
no, but I'm saying,
like
someone like
Rabbi
Meir, they would say on him that they couldn't relate to him, they couldn't understand his
chokhmah.
So he was different than everyone else.
But that doesn't make Zakim Mamre.
Yeah, but he didn't say that it's going to be like me and bring all the proofs. Rabbi Lazar brought the proofs and say you've got to accept
the life. So they all talk about it.
The Nafkim is, do you hold your shitta or do you act on the shitta?
Exactly, that's right.
He
didn't want to accept the majority, insisted.
Elab shitta, we had Mori Bamas there, the Basham they could maintain, you know, even the halacha Basil, they maintain their own shitta, so they follow Basil. Forgive me there. They married each other's daughters. Ella pshita ledvar mitzvah. They went out for a mitzvah. Now, hechlem, what mitzvah would the entire sinner go out? Lav them did a segol. They went out to measure the corpse. We see the entire sinner edin, and that's a blessed Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Kulos, maybe the entire sinner edin. Amar Le'abaye, Eloi, who said? Abaye said to his Rabbi Yosef, who said? Maybe because yotzul lohoisiv aloir valazoras. The other reasons possibly why a sinner edin would leave. If they want to extend you to Shalayim, you need the entire sinner edin to go there. And or you want to extend the Beis Hamikdash, you need the Tais and Edin. Now the Beis Hamikdash, you don't have to go anywhere because they're there already. But the Tais of Yishalayim, you need to leave. Because now, name Masif, now leave Azores. You don't add to the city or to Azores. Ella Bebezna Shashiv Rechad, only 71. Tanya Kavotzid Rabbi Yisiv. However, we linked in the Brisa just like Rabbi Yisiv. Motz Rabbi Pagi. The Himra Lein Kigoyin Shiyotzul Emdidus Egol. It says the Feder they went there. What?
So the whole Beis Din went to the.
Yeah. So that Ayah that and who said that you need to Chayin Amishas 3 or 5 must be Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Loitzul Ibadar. Yochoshe Amrosh Amrosh Amlev Kam Delisa. Lamish Amokum Geinim. So must be Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Yisiv was right. Netaravai you Maisa Sheni Shein Dama Vidu. You don't know the value, then you need Shloish. You need 3. What do you mean? You don't know the value? Why do you know the value of fruits? Tarabon, Eidza Maisa Shainish, you know, you're doing Paytas, you keep it, the Paytas rot a little bit. Because when the Paytas are fresh, you know exactly what they're worth. Once they rot a little bit, you need an expert to come and tell you, so what is it worth? How much it lost? The Yayin Shehekrim, a wine that became, you know, had skin on it, again, it's a bit off. You no longer can just make an assessment, you need an expert to come in. The money that just sort of now became rusty, so it's now doesn't have the full value. Tell me what we learn. Say how you redeem it with 3 lekuchas. What do you mean you redeem it with 3 lekuchas? You bring in, according to Rashi, you bring in 3 experts who are in the trade. According to Tazi, you bring in 3 bidders and let them bid for the price. And that's how you determine the highest price is what it is. But not 3 who are not experts in buying. I don't care if a guy is one of them. I feel echad men bali. I don't care if one of them is the owner. They can all go and give opinion. What about 3 people, but they all share the same bank account? What's the deal? Are they considered 3 people or 1 person? A husband and wife share the same bank account. Are they 1 person or 3 people? Kashra coming here. Ish a man v'shtei noshav and both of his wives paid in ma'isa sheni. They're 3 people and they can redeem their ma'isa sheni. Shein dummy. Nobody knows. So they see clearly that even though they all share the same bank account, it doesn't matter. They're still 3 people, 3 opinions. In other words, we're not scared. They're not going to have a separate opinion from the husband because he provides for them. They have an opinion. Why? Because they said Bailam is all right.
Yeah, but I'm saying, how can you have
an? They don't have their own fruit. They can give an opinion on the value. We just had 3 lekuchas fremde goyim. So you know, Raya, Dim looking going at Papa. This is amazing. That Papa was a very rich man, right? Yet his wife, Ubas Abba Sirah, his wife was the daughter of Abba Sirah, and she refused to get any money from him because she earned even more than he did. Because we learned that Abhunda said in the Gemara Ksuba that the reason why a husband, the reason why everything that belongs to wife belongs to husband is for her benefit. So the husband should provide, give him incentive. But if she earns more, she says, I don't need you. I'm going to keep my own money. And if Rapapa was a very wealthy man, right, the beer maker, the alcohol maker, and yet his wife said, don't need your help, she obviously was a very wealthy woman. We don't know when, yeah, but who was Bas? She doesn't even have a name. The daughter of Abba Sero. So maybe her father just supported her, I don't know. Yeah.
She was very tzniastic, she didn't publish her name.
Yeah, Herdnor. Hegdesh is b'shloisha. If you want to redeem something from Hegdesh, you need 3 people. Maslis in the lake you had Tana. Our Mishnah who says 3 people is enough definitely does not agree with the following Tana. The Tanya Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer. Rabbi Yaakov is very machman everything when it comes to how many judges to be involved. Afilu tzinoida shel Hegdesh, a golden fork. How much can be worth already? Small little fork. Tzricha asoda b'nei aluf daisa. You need 10 people to assess the value if you want to redeem it from Hegdesh.
Is that because of Hegdesh?
No, because it's 3 times the word. It's 3 times. What do you call it? It says 3 times the word koin by Pashas Erchin. It says 3 times the word koin by pidyon behema. And then it says 4 times the word koin when it comes to property. So you add them all up, that you redeem it from Hegdesh. You add them all, the aggregate is 10. I understand that you add up all the koinim, dama, shmuel, asada, koinim, to the pasha. So you add them all up, even though only one of them is talking about Erech, 3 of them are about Erech, 3 of them are about Behemah, 4 of them are about Kakois. You add them all up, fine. Since obviously they don't hold with these koinim, so I don't know 3. Is the reason because says Lepoya 3 times koinim by Erchin, and they say we take an isolation, don't do the aggregate. Nu kakois, if you're redeeming property from Hegdesh, that Rabbanu should say you need 4 because there's 4 times koinim there. The chsiba bo tizgiba bo shav 4, and yet we know by kakoy you need 10. V'chidim hokanami alomatran hakakoy tishav a koin. Why? Because it says when you come to redeem property from Hegdesh, you need 10. Because karka is the last thing in the Torah, and then you, so each one you take the aggregate. By the time you got the karka, you take the three from Erechim, which was written first. The next parsha is Be'im of three, and the last parsha is Karkois. You add them all up as 10. That's what karka is 10. So the next parsha it talks about Behema, which is the second thing over there that you're redeeming from Hegdish or Behema. It's the second thing. Erechim is three, and the next parsha is Behema. So add the two, you should have six. Why three? Kashi is. How do you know? When it comes to Erchin, you need three. And the Mishnah says, Erchin HaMetalklin. The Mishnah says here, where are we? It says, Erchin HaMetalklin B'Shloisha. What is Erchin HaMetalklin? The Erech of Metalklin. What does that mean? Because we know in the Torah, an Erech is of a person. You say, you know, a person, I'm giving my Erech to the base of Mikdash, then we look at you, the gender. Today they're going to have a problem because we don't have any genders anymore. You look at the gender, you look at the age, and then the Torah says this is what it's worth.
All forms of discrimination.
Yeah, every possible form. So, my Erchin, so what's Erchin HaMetaltlin? If you say I'm giving the Erech of a Keli, no such Erech. What's going on here? But Erech Keli is a lie. Over here, Erech is a loose term. It doesn't mean literally Erech like in the Torah. It means dummy, the value. So you have two kinds of Erechin. Those where the Torah clearly gives a fixed value, then Erech means literally a fixed value, what the Torah says. And those that the Torah doesn't give a fixed value, then it's a true value, whatever the true value is. So what's Erech Metalkin? The Erech of Metalkin I'm giving to the base of English. So you need to assess it. So what's a Keli worth? So you need three judges. Even though you use the wrong word, because really you should have said the value of the Keli, Erech is a word the Torah uses a fixed amount. Nice and dumb, but he still has to give the value to the base of English. My timer. Because Adam Yodea, a person doesn't like to waste his words, we had in Amer. Adam Yodea She'ain Erech L'Kli. Everyone knows that there's no Erech in the Torah in Bepashu place there, what the Keli is. It's V'gomar V'omar L'shum Damim. And therefore, when he says it, he means what? He means the value. Mishum Hachi Nois and Damav. And that's why you give him the money. Okay. Freddy Gemara, Ebazay, the Mishnah's wording is wrong. What kind of wording is Erechin HaMetaltlin? It should have said Erechin Shal Metaltlin. If a man wants to give the Erech of Metaltlin, you need three judges. The value of Erechin HaMetaltlin means the Metaltlin itself is the Erechin. What does that mean? It sounds like the Erech is Metaltlin. Tani, you're right. Erechin shel metalklin. Yeah, fix up the Mishnah. It should say the Erech of metalklin. Rav Chizkiya says, no, Avimai, no. It says that the metalklin themselves are the Erechin. You know what you're giving to the base of Midrash, metalklin as your Erech, so you have to value it. Omar Avimai b'matfiz metalklin le'erechin. You know what it means? Literally what it says. Erechin ha-metalklin. You're paying the base of Midrash for your Erech with metalklin, so you need to evaluate how much the metalklin you go giving. Is it equal to that number? It should have said metalklin shall erchin boyle. It should have said the metalklin that I'm using to pay off my erchin, whatever the erich was of me, my wife, my daughter, my son, and you need three to assess it. You must say right. Tani, now I'll change it to the following metalklin shall erchin. Everyone has to ultimately change the Mishnah. Rabbu Amar, Rabbu says no. But Oimer Erki Alai. This is what's talking about. A guy says my erich is on me. Bo koyin lig mois memeno. So he passes down. If a koyin comes to collect from him metalklin, then you need three. Kakois, who comes to collect kaka, is basori, you need 10. So no, he's not coming to the base of Midrash to pay off. The Kohen is coming to him to collect, to pay for the Erech. So if the Kohen finds by him metalklin, he has to meet three people with him. So this is what it says. So when it says Erechin metalklin, he gave Erechin. Now the Kohen is coming along to collect. If he found metalklin, it's three. And if he found karka, he needs 10. I understand that if you're taking out of Hegdish, you need three to make sure you don't cheat Hegdish and give the correct sum of money. Why, when you're donating to Hegdish, you also need three? Afuki, when you take away from Hegdish, my time, what's the reason we need three? To make sure that what Dilmatoyi, we don't want you to cheat Hegdish. Why should we not worry about cheating people? Just because you're giving the money to the base of Migdash or to a shul or cause, therefore I'm allowed to be cheated. I still have to make sure that I'm giving the right amount. I'm not over. I said I'll give $100 worth, or whatever. I'll give you this Kaylee. It's only worth $100, and now I'm giving $150. It's not right. Both. We don't want that he should be cheated. We don't want Hegdish to be cheated. Mali Afuki, Mali Yuli.
Yeah, but the Afuki is when you're taking out, you don't want to cheat Hegdish.
Yeah, so yeah, also they're giving in, donating.
Isn't there a concern that Hegdish may not be giving the
right value? That's why we're saying here. If I say I'm giving this Kaylee or whatever it is, Erech, I want to make sure that. Yeah. Bring me weiter, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda said, when it comes to... Rabbi Yehuda said that... where are we? Rabbi Yehuda says, one of them has to be a coin. One of them has to be a coin. And Karka is nine in a coin. Why does one have to be a coin? Sorry?
That's only in the case.
Talking about Hegdish, one of the people who are assessing is be a coin. Freddy Marabila, Omle, Rapapa Abaye, Rapapa said to Abaye, I don't understand. Bishlai Mele Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, says that he demands that one of the assessors should be a coin, Heinrich Siv. Says the Pasik, the Herich HaKoyin Oysa Ben Tavila. So this says the Pasik that the coin should be Marich. Okay, so Mephedish, you need a coin involved. El Rabboyin Koyin Lamaluhu. Why does the Tata say you need a coin when they say you don't need a coin? Tkashis, Takashver. Why did Taylor use the word coin? Unless it's Dibra Kasa Behaiva, maybe they're the ones generally Hektish sent out there to collect their money. Maybe that's Pshat. Hakka Koy is Tisha of a coin. When it comes to property, you need nine and one coin. Where does one coin and nine come in from? Amar Shmuel, Asorek, we had it before already. Asorek Koyanim, there were 10 Koyanim, Ksuvim of a Pasha, written the Pasha. Chad, it says 10 times Koyanim, the Pasha, Chad Legufe, one you need for itself. And Hanach, the rest, have a miyat achamiyat. Okay, each time it says koin means a koin out of Israel. Miyat achamiyat, and the a miyat achamiyat el rabbis. So every time it says koin, it actually means a Yisrael. So that's why he means you need 10 koinim. Afilu test Yisrael, the a achamiyat el rabbis, the what? That 9 koinim and one is, and sorry, 9 Yisrael and one koin. Because even though it says 10 times koyin, the first time koyin, you need for koyin. Every time it says koyin afterwards, there's a miyat, acha miyat, and therefore, whenever you have a miyat, miyat, le rabbis, to include even Yisrael. That feel test Yisrael, the echad koyin. Maskel, when we have a nasr, klepni, ve eimel, chamisha koyin, or chamisha koyin. The first koyin it says in the Torah is koyin. The second one is a miyat, acha miyat, le rabbis, is Yisrael. So the next time it says koyin, if you want a koyin, you need to say koyin. So it's no longer a ribe, acha ribe. So the next one is a koyin. Then the next time it says koyin, that's a ribe, acha miyat, acha miyat, so it's a ribe. So you go alternate. Koyin, Yisrael, and Yisrael, so you should have five and five. Kashi, stakashver. If you want to assess, if a person becomes hegdish, you also need 10 people to assess his value. How can be magdish a person? Can be magdish a person? We're treating a person like karka. Just like karka, you need 9 Yisraelim on kain by a person. Also, if you magdish, you need 9. How's that possible? Omer avu, but oimid the meyer life. Not the person himself becomes hegdish, and then you have to redeem it. He says, "My value, I'm donating to the Beis Hamikdash." And since a person is doimel lekakois, so therefore, when we need to assess whatever he's giving to make sure it reaches the value and what the person's value is, how it was sold in the slave market, you need 9 yisraelim, 1 kain to assess that. The tanya oimid the meyer life. Shomim noisik eved hanim kibushuk. What his value is when he's sold in the market? The eved iskus lekakois. And since an eved, it says the chal temois on nechachrechem. So therefore, like achuza, so therefore we treat him like karka, and therefore you need 9 and 1 coin. Boy, Rab Avin, but a person it says my value. What about sar here? Ha oimid ligaz. It's about to be shown. Here has value as well, and all the only thing that
good title.
That's right. Even a man's here. Even a man's here. That because so he's donating his hair that and now he wants to redeem it. And Rashi says they used to make out of it baskets. He doesn't say out of sheitlach, because maybe out of men's hair they didn't make sheitlach. But we had before pain, knocking all that. But maybe he made, Rashi says he made a basket and so on and so forth. So, Sarho Emil Legozes, Bekama, how many people do we treat like metalkin? If only 3, or do we treat like part of the person? If only 10. Is it Kigozes, Dummy, Vishloish, as if it's shown off already, and it's only 3, it's like metalkin, it's still attached, but it's about to be cut off. Toshma coming here, we says, Hamagdish as Avda, if somebody makes his Evet, Kodesh, ain't a moily boy, there's no Mila, it's like landed property, there's no Mila, so too, by an Evet, there's no Mila. You learn that chet matruma, there's no mila. But ashbagoim and moilin besare. But here you are moil. What's going on? What's the machlek is it? So the Tanakama holds even the hair you're not moil. And ashbago, here you are moil. What's going on? The kaimelon, and we established the besaroi ha'oimid ligozais pligi. They're arguing about hair that's about to be ligozais, about to be shown off. That boy, the Tanakama holds is still attached, so therefore a moil. But Shingle says, oh, kaloimid ligozais, he goes dummy, therefore it's metalkin. Shmamino says Gemara, name a letter, say that Hani Tanoim, this Tanoim, something's about to be cut off. Is it treated as if it's cut off or not? Is it Zel Machlekes Kehani Tanoim, the other Tanoim? But Tanoim, we learned that Meir Eimer, Rav Meir says, we had more mitzvah, yesh duvarim shehen kekaka, ve'einon kekaka, the things that seem to be like kaka, but actually they're not like kaka, ve'ein chachamim moedim lo, and chachamim not moedit him. Keitzad, ese gefanim to unus masatloch, I gave you 10 vines that were full of laden grapes. V'halohim, but einon ele chamish, and the guy says, no, there are only five. And now somebody mixes. The question is, and there's nobody mixes by karka, but there's grapes. The grapes are about to be harvested, about to be cut off, cut down, picked. Is it treated like metal and therefore it's made to mixes, or is it treated like it's attached to the vines as a karka? There's nobody mixes. How do we treat this? So he says here. What's that? A mayor says that since it's about to be picked, therefore it's cut off already. It's metalin chayiv yechayiv. And chacham mekol hamechub lekarka dege karka. It's attached. It's still attached. It's karka. See, it's a machlekes. What kind of grapes are they arguing about? If it's growing still on the vines, why would a mayor hold that they consider metalin? So we say ba'anovim ha'imrizli botzer askinim. My grapes are about to be picked. Marsovar a mayor holds kibetzudas dam as if it's cut or picked already, and therefore like metalin, so it's made to mix us. Marsovar love kibetzudas dam. They're not about to be picked. It's not as if they were picked already, and therefore they're considered karka. And there's no made to mix it by karka. So why do you have to have the same achlekes over and over again? Says the Gemara, it's not exactly the same machlekes. Lo, you know. Afilu temer ameir. I can say that even though they're arguing in one place, lavdavka, they're arguing in another place. Ad kan lekom but ameir hasam. You know why the ameir says over there by the grapes is considered as if it's metalklin, because kokama, the shavkul michash, and once it's ripe, the longer it stays on the vines, the worse it gets, it starts rotting away. So therefore, it doesn't benefit anymore for being on the vine. So therefore, in theory, you can say it's as if it's detached. The longer it stays on your head, it's longer and longer, the better it is. So therefore, you would think that maybe the man is minded that it needs the head, it benefits being the head, and maybe it's still considered part of the person. Mashallah, that it isn't. So what are you saying?
You have the same machlokes by Hillel and Shammai, but chalois dvash.
Yeah, Mishurisik, Mishurasik.
Shammai says that when you decide to harvest them, it's already mukshal kabbaltuma, and Hillel says only when you actually do.
Yeah, but that's different. This is oimed lebotzer. This is ready to be cut off because that's when people cut off. It's ripe. It's ripe, but the hair is long enough to do whatever you have to do.
You're going to cut your whole vineyard, but you didn't get to that today. You're going to get to it tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're saying it's an inevitable
happening. Whatever you say is ki'ilu.
But why is that different than the chalois dvash, where Shammai says you've decided you're going to harvest that honeycomb?
You decided is a decision by you and your machshava. And that's the machleg, the machshava keichem poel. This is not a question of your machshava. This is one because it's oimed for that. It's ready.
Involved.
No. It's ready for it. It stands itself. It says, "Take me off." It's not your machshava that's doing it. Yeah. So it's mitzad itself. Mitzad itself. You have to take it off ready. Right. The dinafash is kapasik v'tani. Dinafash 23 and roiveya v'nirba with an animal. Whether you're on the you're the roiveya, the giver receiving. Chai misa 23. It makes no difference, they all get the same punishment. That if a woman brings a behemoth onto her, it says he should kill the Isha and the behemoth, so therefore we see clearly that behemoth is like an Isha, you need, it's like Isha 23, here also 23. And if it's a Zohar, how do you know that the behemoth gets killed by 23? So we're bringing another pasuk. That anyone who's with a behemoth, it's an extra pasuk. If you don't need it for the guy, because we're enough from other psukim, it's no inyan. Therefore, nishkev. That if the guy is a nishkev and he brings the animal on top of himself, that one, the animal gets killed 23. So why is he called a sheikhiv if the man is a nishkev? La'akushe nishkev l'sheikhiv. The mash sheikhiv, he would have been a sheikhiv. Who behemtoi be'esim v'shloisha. So af nishkev, if the male is the nishkev, who behemtoi be'esim v'shloisha 23. Shoyd haniska b'esim v'shloisha, the shoyd that killed the person and deserves to be killed. You give skila. And it's 23. How do we know? Shenema, that says, Hashoy yisokel v'gambal of yumas. And also the bailu got killed. And we know that bailu got killed. They just have to pay. So why is it gambal of yumas? Kimisas ha-bailu kach mis l'shoy. The way you kill the method. Same method, which is 23 judges. Omle bailu rov v'mimai. How do you know the high v'gambal of yumas? L'kimisas bailu kach mis l'shoy. Also, how is going to tell you that? Like you need 23. Ema look talos. Maybe he's telling you taka that the it's owner gets killed. Yeah, maybe the owner gets killed. Yeah. Well, who told you the owner doesn't get killed? Can be. Im kein lichter. First of all, let it say v'gambaylov. If you say that a shoy the yisakul v'gambaylov, that's it. What if they add the word yumas? And I'll tell you that the man doesn't get killed, but the Misa of the Shoyed has the same dinim, which is 23 judges like the man. Freddy Gemara, yeah. He couldn't have said Gam Bailov. If he would have said that, Havamin, I would have thought Biskila. But the man, if it says that the Shoyge Yisokol and the Gam Bailov, how would you learn the Pasik that the man gets killed just like the animal? But that's not true. So it had to say Gam Bailov Yumas. But how do you know that doesn't mean literally the Bailov get killed? Biskila, how can you even think so? Biskila is like a daitach. Doesn't make sense. Kotal Iyu, if the man kills somebody directly with a sword, with a knife, whatever, he kills somebody beside, his punishment is Cherev. And Mamoino, if his animal kills Beskila, he gets the strictest punishment, which Beskila does klepnisht. Freddy Gemara, Bedilma, Haide Kos Rachmana Yumas. Maybe it says Yumas, Li Kulale. Maybe to make it lenient, La Fuki Messiah, the Chenek, to reduce from Sayef to Chenek. But maybe the man Taki gets killed. How do you know the man doesn't get killed? Ah, you want to know why it says Gamma Pile of Yumas? Tell you that he only gets Chenek. Stami says Chenek. He's one who says, Honey, Chomandam Chenek Chomun. Take out Messiah and bring him up to Chenek. Says the Gemara, if you take the pasuk out of the Pashup Shad and you say it's not talking about Chenek, it's all part of the question. If you hold Chenek is Chomer, I understand it can't be that we're going to take him out of his normal punishment, which is Chenek, and we're going to bring him to Stam Misa, which is Chenek, because Chenek is stricter. How can it be that he kills an animal, he kills a person, he gets Chenek, and if the animal kills, he gets Chenek, which is stricter?
So
that's part of the question. So therefore, maybe the reason why the pasuk says Yumas is no, they could have said Vegan Bailov. So therefore, now why does it say Yumas? Must be to tell you that he doesn't get killed, but he have to that the Misa are short. But if you learn that that Chenek is lenient, so maybe the reason why it says Yumas is because the man will get killed. The man will get killed, but he's lower. If he personally kills, he gets Chedev. But if his animal kills, he gets Saif. Loisa Laksiv, it says, it says that if you give Kaifer, if he's going to get killed, Laksiv Laksiv Kaifer, and that's where enough from other psukim, he cannot take the blood money. That's Pshat. If he would have killed, there's no option for Kaifer money, but if his animal killed, we give an option. Either you pay blood money, or you get killed. Elak Vitola, Kotl Shreider, Lifrik Nash, you have a choice. Elam v'chizki harivin v'chein tana v'chizki amakra. Mois yumes hamake roitzeach. Who? He is a murderer. Al ritzichase atahargo v'yi atahargo al ritzichashayroi. He only gets killed if he kills himself. But Bashar gets killed. That's how we know that Baal. So what it says over here, that Baal Ashar Yomus, it cannot mean that he gets killed because it says ritzeach who, but it means that Kimis is Ashar, Kimis is Baal, Kimis is Ashar, that's 23 judges. That's finishing.